Podcast is a Podcast Radio original.
This is Podcast Radio. I'm Mark Pendergast. A festival is a great way of meeting people, networking and interacting with people of a similar interest. And when it comes to podcasting, everybody wants to try it. But sometimes just jumping straight in there always isn't the best option. And maybe spending £10 just to go to the Birmingham Podcast Festival could take you a couple of steps up the ladder rather than starting on the bottom rung. Nina Robinson is organising this super affordable festival, and it's open to everybody. And when we say everybody, we mean everybody. The idea being the podcast space becomes inclusive and inviting to all aspects of society. And you never know, your niche could be the one that takes off. Here's Nina with her insight into what the festival is all about.
So this is the Birmingham Podcast Festival, which is the first festival of its kind to happen in Birmingham. And we're really excited to have this festival in a super diverse city, a minority-majority city, where we really just want to celebrate diverse voices. So we've got a lineup of incredible speakers who come from lots of different backgrounds and experiences. And really it's to encourage people to either think about starting a podcast and getting their voices out there into the audio space, if they've been thinking to do so, and to be inspired by people who are doing it successfully. But also for anybody who already has a podcast, it could be that they're a small company or have a personal brand and want to connect with their audiences. And this festival is to help them kind of, you know, take that podcast to the next level in terms of getting them more information about podcasting techniques, the equipment that's out there, the software that's out there, how to conduct things like the perfect podcast interview. So it's something for everybody that's going to be happening all on Saturday, the 22nd of April.
I mean, it's the perfect thing, isn't it, to have a festival where maybe if you're thinking about starting a podcast or you've got a really good idea or your company has got an idea, you can go and see people who've been there and done it and probably are a bit like you as well.
Yeah, so we've got some really successful podcasters who've been doing it, you know, as their main job. So one of them is Sangeeta Pillai, who runs the amazingly successful Masala podcast, 5 times British Podcast Award winner. She's really managed to kind of do what is very difficult to do for a lot of podcasters, to really boost her personal brand and monetize her podcast, and able to kind of really spread the message, which is around South Asian feminist topics. And it's really about kind of, you know, being able to kind of feel empowered by your voice, because anybody can do it. There's no barriers to entry. Anybody can start recording and talking to people. And that's what we want to embrace, the fact that, you know, anybody can do it, but you can learn how to do it really well, and you don't know how that could benefit you, whether that could be, you know, in sharing your expertise, giving you personal confidence going forward. And there's a lot of different reasons why somebody might want to be starting and doing a podcast.
I mean, some of the most successful podcasts literally started off, didn't they, with people with their laptop and maybe using the microphone on their laptop, and they've just developed it from there. I suppose this festival will give you maybe a bit more of a leg up, or show you how to get maybe 2 rungs up the ladder rather than starting right at the bottom.
We really want to celebrate the fact that it's about the democratizing nature of podcasting. Now, I'm a former audio executive, been working in the industry for over 20 years, and I was only able to do that in London. You know, it was a very small, quite elite, cliquey sector for all that time. So I actually love the fact that podcasting came as a very democratizing space where anybody could do it, anybody who had something that they felt they wanted to share with the world. And that was really, you know, that's basically what I want to come back to with this podcasting festival. The fact that we can actually, you know, really get people to think about doing it and feeling empowered and be inspired by the brilliant speakers that we've got.
That's it, isn't it? Because podcasting, I mean, I've been in radio myself for a long time. And before you sort of you're working with your boss. He says, but he can't say that, and he can't say it like that, and it's got to be this length of time and everything else. You're bursting with ideas, and sometimes just getting them out there, trying them, and then the world decides if they like them, don't they?
Exactly. So if you look at, actually, even Birmingham has got a precedent in that the number one global podcast was from Birmingham, which was Serial Productions, The Trojan Horse Affair, which was number one global podcast in the whole world. But unfortunately, it was the New York Times that made that. It wasn't produced here in Birmingham. And I actually DM'd the star of that, Hamza Syed, the presenter, and he messaged me saying he wished that there'd been a podcast festival like this when he was in Birmingham, and he's in New York now. But definitely it's something that we want to kind of celebrate and have more content creators in the space and to really grow that audio sector here in Birmingham.
Yeah, it's vital, isn't it? Because there's always a niche on the internet. That's the beauty of the internet. Whatever you think nobody will be really interested in that. But once you put it out there, you can find your niche, as they say.
And also to get the regional accents out there into the world. You know, how many times I've had to kind of tone down my Brummy tones to kind of, read the news and, have this broadcast quality voice, what we think, received pronunciation, like how important that is. But actually, it's not. We can be ourselves, you can have authentic regional accents and, and there'll be an audience there that will love it and want to listen to it. So it's kind of really just kind of breaking down all of those barriers and understanding that, if you've got feel that you've got something that you want to share with the world, all of these other things don't matter. It's like, just do it, just try it. And we really want to give people the tools to be able to do it properly. Because there's so much out there in terms of, what microphone should I get? What's the latest audio editing software? There's all these kinds of ins and outs about, it's going to be so difficult to do. But it's really about demystifying that and understanding how it can be done, quite simply. Or if you want to have something that's going to really be elevated, like with narrative techniques and immersive sound, that's something, you can hear about as well.
And it's a sweet spot at the moment, isn't it? Because it's almost flipped. Like you said before, it was radio stations or it was radio companies or brands saying, we want it to sound like this. They're now more open to things that they see work, even though previously they thought to themselves, well, that will never work.
Yeah, like things like, the true crime genre and how that's really exploded. But it's just a bit like some of the most successful true crime podcasts are just two people telling the story, like just talking about what happened, and in the past that would have been within the radio sector, but no one wants to listen to that. But and now it's like everybody wants to listen to that. Some of the most successful podcasts are just two people talking or one person talking. It's like just holding that engagement, being allowed to kind of just be yourself and letting your personality come through. But also there are certain techniques as well that you can learn in terms of how to tell a story, like, how to start off, with a little bit of information and creating cliffhangers. And, there are little tricks as well that you can learn along the way. But really it is just about kind of, coming back to helping people, giving them the tools, but also just in terms of the people that we've got on the lineup. So there are obviously like the big names like Bernard Achampong, who owns a production company, We Are Unedited, and the media diversity campaigner, Marcus Ryder, MBE, talking around decolonizing podcasting. And also we have the author signed to Stormzy's Murky Books label. Her name is Jade Elby. But also we have a lot of local podcasters who are just doing it to kind of increase their personal brand. For example, a creative entrepreneur, True Powell, and just people who just, wanting to do it to put really connect with their target audience. So there are a lot of people who just, you might not want to like be talking to the masses, But if you have a very kind of, you know, audio is a very intimate medium. It's a way to kind of really connect with people on a level. And you don't have to have like a massive audience to do that. A lot of the research shows just how, you know, how connected the audience is with their podcasts. And that's got to do with the medium. You know, it's very personal and you do get very invested in listening to that particular podcast. So it's just a really interesting medium. It's very different to kind of, you know, the YouTube generation or, you know, like social media. It's very different. It's something that you can do while you're doing other things. There's a podcast for every different mood. So there's a lot of possibility.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. And what I like about this festival as well, you know, you've got the term inclusivity, but it seems to be a place where really ideas and people are the grassroots level, if you like, can exchange ideas with people who've been there and done it. And I think that is reflected as well in your ticket pricing here. I mean, I've never seen a podcast festival that presents this much value for money. Full price ticket is £10. A student unemployed and people with disabilities, £5. And if you're one of the students from the BCU, it is free to them. So that is the number one thing. If you're going to make something inclusive, make it accessible and make it affordable.
And it's really important for that we are partnered with Birmingham City University, because we want young people and students to kind of feel empowered as well by this. And we want students to come. I ran a masterclass as well for students in the past, and the amount of ideas is just brilliant. Like, I just love the fact that there's so much like hotbed of ideas. It's just that creativity is something that we really want to encourage with the festival. And in terms of the ticket price, I know, because I was talking to some people in London who were thinking they wanted to go to the podcast show in London, which I did go last year, which is also an amazing event. But the ticket prices are very high. And I said to them, well, just come to Birmingham instead, you know, it's much, much cheaper. And you get a lot of the people who were on the stage at the podcast show London are going to be here in Birmingham.
Well, it sounds like a brilliant festival. BirminghamPodcastFestival.co.uk if you want to book your tickets and see who all the speakers are. And thank you so much for speaking to us, Nina.
Thanks, Mark.
This is Podcast Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.